The Joseph Rowntree Foundation a year ago found that broke down the figures of poverty, and they found that into geographical districts, and in fact Harbour District still had 17% of households were in poverty, and that we really don't think about when we think of Harbour District. And so it really is even in Harbour. So we want to do as much as we can to help local people as well. We're getting more requests from our partner organisations to give bags of household and personal cleaning products to families who can no longer afford the very basics.
I understand at the moment your kind of stocks are, you know, pretty low, so help sooner the better for in terms of donations.
Yes, the stocks are getting low because people, I think understandably, everybody is having to tighten their belts a bit. And so people, our donation bins are not as full. We're not getting as much in as we have been used to over the past 2 years since we started going, nearly 2 years. And so we really would like people to take advantage of things like sometimes the, if you buy one or buy three, you get one free, to perhaps do that for some of the items they'd already be buying and perhaps give the one they get free, put them in the bins. Or just to think that, just think that an extra pound or two, because every bit helps, every small bit helps. Every toothbrush is helping somebody. Every bottle of shampoo is helping somebody for 2 or 3 weeks at least. Even the whole family for 2 or 3 weeks, to actually to feel clean, to feel that there is, they get respect for that. Because what we do know is that children particularly get bullied if they are dirty, because children can be very cruel to each other, as we've all been children. We all know that. And, you know, a kid that's a bit dirty, if their hair's, particularly teenagers, if their hair hasn't been shampooed enough, or if they can't afford deodorant, their families can't afford deodorant, it does have a stigma. And we really don't want our young people, we don't want anybody to have to go through that. We really don't. So I would ask people just to perhaps imagine what you feel like if you were washing your hair and having showers with washing up liquid. If you weren't able to change your baby's nappy as often because you can't afford the price of nappies, which are very expensive. And, you know, if you know that you just feel yourself, you're going for a job interview and you haven't got really the ability or the resources to look, to present yourself as well as you would like. So it really does matter.
It's a great service that you provide. And are you able to sort of give us a flavour of the kind of people that you're helping, and if that's changed as time's gone on? I know you're relatively new in terms of, in Harbour.
Yes. I mean, we work with partner organisations, which are some schools, because schools are in a great place to be able to identify families who are in hygiene poverty. So we work with some of the schools. So that's often people who are eligible for free school meals and their families. We work with a couple of agencies who work with homeless people, and we're getting more and more of those now. The figures for that are going up again, and that includes referrals from the council as well. We work with domestic abuse support services, and we also work with organisations like Home Start and the Children and Families Centre, and they're getting more and more people who are coming in. So we work with organisations that already know people, because essentially ours is a confidential anonymous service. So the partner organisations come to us with all their requests. We just bag up what they ask us for, and those partner organisations then distribute it to the people in need. So it is a confidential service. So no, we have no idea who it goes to, but the people who receive it and the people we work with, their organisations, they know. But there's certainly more homeless people. There's certainly more families coming in needing support and help now.